Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Tuesday, July 21st. Today is National Junk Food Day, so if breakfast today is coffee, chips, and regret, congratulations, you're participating in a national observance. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery. Coming up, we begin with the latest verified information we could confirm on the rock fire near Big Pine. Wild Iris is named Inyo County's Nonprofit of the Year, Bishop resumes short-term parking enforcement, and several local events are happening this week. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. We begin this morning with the rock fire near Big Pine. As of 11:30 Monday night, Eastern Sierra Now was monitoring the incident and checking official public sources for confirmed updates. I did quite a few live streams from a back road being able to see into what the fire looked like. You can find those on our Facebook page at Eastern Sierra Now. Go and check that out. At that time last night, we had not found an official public statement confirming acreage containment, cause, injury, structure loss, or evacuation orders. Residents should avoid relying on rumors and should follow official updates from Inyo County emergency officials, the Inyo County Sheriff's Office, fire agencies, and emergency alert systems. Anyone in the area should stay aware, keep phones charged, check on neighbors, and be ready to follow any instructions from law enforcement or fire officials. If you see active flames, smoke threatening homes, or an immediate emergency, call 911. We'll continue following the Black Rock fire and we'll update the public as verified official information becomes available. It should be, well, whatever time you're listening to this on Tuesday, there may have been some more information that's come out since I recorded this at 11:30 Monday night. So if there is more information that you know that I did not give here, then please feel free to write a DM below and let me know. But chances are we have it on easternsierranow.com. Go check for the latest there. We can update that minute by minute. Same with our Instagram and Facebook. But this, unfortunately, I only record at night every day before. So a little limited there. But anyway, check out easternsierranow.com for more information. I did get a bit of an update right after I read this. So here is the latest information I have as of midnight Monday. Inyo County, California, the rock fire is currently estimated at 2,500 acres and remains 0% contained. The fire is burning in heavy brush along Highway 395 and poses a direct threat to motorists traveling on the busy highway. Strong and erratic wind gusts continue to create challenging conditions for firefighters. CAL FIRE San Bernardino Inyo Mono Unit is in unified command with the Inyo County Sheriff's Office, California Highway Patrol, and the U.S. Forest Service Inyo National Forest. Evacuation orders and warnings remain in effect. Road closures are in place throughout the affected area for public and firefighter safety. Motorists are asked to avoid the area, obey all closures, and use alternate routes when possible. Go to tr.ee/readyinyo for the most current evacuation orders and warnings, emergency shelter information, animal evacuation locations, and road closures. And of course, easternsierranow.com, where we will post the latest information that we get. So again, it is midnight for me right now. Who knows what happened overnight? Who knows where we're at? This should go out about 7 a.m. when I get some information. I will post it on easternsierranow.com, but I will not be able to alter this audio broadcast. So just keep checking easternsierranow.com and our social medias for more information. Wild Iris Family Counseling and Crisis Center has been named Inyo County's 2026 Nonprofit of the Year by Senator Marie Alvarado Gill. This year's theme is transforming loss into legacy, honoring organizations that help people move through hardship and create lasting positive impact. Wild Iris has served the region for 45 years, supporting survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and abuse through crisis intervention, emergency shelter counseling, financial assistance, legal advocacy, and community education. Senator Alvarado Gill said Wild Iris turns trauma into empowerment for survivors in frontier communities. The City of Bishop is once again enforcing posted 2-hour and 3-hour parking limits in designated areas. The city says short-term parking turnovers helps more people access local shops, restaurants, and services. Drivers are asked to pay attention to posted signs in city parking lots and on street spaces. Vehicles that exceed posting time limits may be cited. My personal opinion would be maybe hold off on enforcing that until there's a little bit less road construction. It's already difficult to get around right now and find parking. So, or maybe that's the point. Anyway, side note, today's Eastern Sierra Now News is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery. There's a few things that can make a Tuesday better. Fresh coffee, real breakfast, sandwich that did not come from the gas station, and maybe a pastry that you pretend is for later, even though everybody knows what's about to happen. Great Basin Bakery in Bishop has fresh baked breads, pastries, breakfast, lunch, coffee, and the kind of comfort food that makes the day feel a little more manageable. Thank you to Great Basin Bakery for sponsoring Eastern Sierra Now and supporting local news. Inyo County is asking residents what resources would help their communities during emergencies like power outage, wildfires, and extreme weather. The county is exploring opportunities for a community resilience center that could include a gathering space, cooling center, charging location during outages, or shelter with food and resources during an emergency. Residents can take a quick survey through the High Sierra Energy Foundation Facebook page. Survey participants will be entered into a raffle for an energy-efficient basket. The Lone Pine Chamber of Commerce is inviting photographers to enter the 2026 Inyo County Amateur Photo Contest. This year's theme is Life in Inyo County, People, Places, and Things. The contest runs August 1st through October 31st. Cash prizes are $800 for first place, $500 for second, and $250 for third. Entry forms are available through the Lone Pine Chamber of Commerce. Nomination papers are now available for the Mammoth Lakes Town Council election. Three seats will be open November 3rd on the ballot. Those seats are currently held by Chris Bubzer, Amanda Rice, and John Wentworth. Candidates must be registered voters and live within the town of Mammoth Lakes. The filing deadline is Friday, August 7th at 5 p.m. Interested residents can contact Town Clerk Jamie Gray at 760-965-3602. The Reds Meadow Shuttle continues this summer for access to Rainbow Falls, Devil's Postpile, Reds Meadow Resort, and other area stops. The mandatory shuttle runs Thursdays through Sundays from Mammoth Mountain Main Lodge. Mondays through Wednesdays, the road is fully closed so construction can continue. Visitors are encouraged to buy shuttle tickets ahead of time, make reservations when possible, and remember the last shuttle leaves Reds Meadow Resort at 7 p.m. The town of Mammoth Lakes is reminding residents and visitors to report bad bear behavior early. That includes bears getting too close to people, getting into dumpsters, and threatening people for food. Early reporting gives professionals a chance to correct behavior before it becomes a larger conflict. The town and California Department of Fish and Wildlife both have reporting tools available. The Mammoth Lakes Foundation is hiring an operations and administration coordinator. The Eastern Sierra Outdoor Career Mini Academy is also coming August 10th through 13th for high school students and recent graduates interested in wildland, fire, forestry, climate, conservation, and other recreation careers. Applications are available through Mono County. Eastern Sierra Now is here for the big stories, the small updates, and the moments that matter in between. Fire updates, like tonight. I was out for at least an hour in the desert giving you guys that live update because people want to see what's going on and what's happening. We're all curious. We want to know. Hopefully, everything goes well with that fire. But I digress. Back to what I was saying. We're there for public meetings, road changes, community events, local jobs, local people doing important work. When a business sponsors ESN, they help keep that information moving across Inyo and Mono counties. Businesses and organizations interested in supporting Eastern Sierra Now can contact Trish Baker at tbaker@easternsierranow.com. Another way that you can help us, just as important, but maybe you don't have a business, Patreon. Go to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. There, you can sponsor us for $1, $5, $750, whatever you want. You put it in, you just want to buy us a cup of coffee to help keep us going. Because there's no better way to sponsor this community than to help get the news out there so everyone is informed of what's going on. And that is our mission at Eastern Sierra Now. So if you'd like to help us and you don't have a business that you want to have as a sponsor for an advertisement, patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. We truly appreciate you. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. It is hot. It is July, and nobody needs to prove their toughness by cooking dinner in a kitchen that feels like Furnace Creek with cabinets in front of a campfire with a hoodie on. Copper Top Barbecue has ribs, tri-tip. I mean, just all the barbecue you could want. It's incredible. Have you tried the pulled pork sandwich? My God. I actually had a tri-tip meal plate today, and it's basically just tri-tip. And oh man, there's nothing better than that. You really truly need to get over there to Copper Top. And the sides, man, I had beans. Whew. But they have coleslaw, beans, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, potato chips. My God. Man, I want to go back. It's freaking midnight and I want to go eat more Copper Top. No wonder I'm chubby. Copper Top Barbecue and Big Pine, because dinner should be smoky, not your mood or the air. Let's get that fire out. Good job, everyone. First responders working on that. Head over to coppertopbarbecue.com. Mammoth Lakes Library is offering maker space hours today from 10 a.m. to noon and again from 1 to 5. Amaka has food distribution today from 10:30 to 11 a.m. at the Levining Community Center and from 11:30 a.m. to noon at the June Lake Community Center. Minaret Cinema's Kids Summer Series continues at 11 a.m. with Harold and the Purple Crayon. Summer matinees continue at Bishop Twin Theater with The Goonies, showing today, Wednesday, and Thursday at 11 a.m. And volunteer Eastern Sierra's Not Your Grandma's Bingo is tonight at Lackanucky Benefiting Access Mammoth. Registration begins at 5 p.m. and the first game starts at 6. The Mammoth Wednesday Market runs from Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bar Sierra at the Outbound Mammoth. The market features local farmers, ranchers, food producers, and makers. And the Big Pine Fire Protection District will hold a push-in ceremony Wednesday at 7 p.m. for its new Type 3 Wildland fire engine. That's cool. The ceremony takes place at 181 North Main Street in Big Pine with tours of the new engine afterward. Farm to Table Market returns Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bishop United Methodist Church with fresh produce, local goods, live music, and a culinary experience with Chef Christine Kidd. The Bishop Paiute Tribe Food Sovereignty Program's Community Market also takes place Thursday from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Powwow Grounds on Paha Lane. And Always Patsy Cline opens Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at Hayden Cabin in Mammoth Lakes. Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue and Crowley Lake Fish Camp will host a dog adoption event Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the marina. Cardinal Village Resorts hosts Christmas in July on Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. with free entry and family activities. Sierra Forever's Campfire Talks continue Saturday at 6:30 p.m. at the O Ridge Outdoor Amphitheater in June Lake with a program on black bears. And Live Music Sunday continues at Cardinal Village from noon to 3 p.m. through August. Now here's your Eastern Sierra weather outlook. The region remains in a hot and dry July pattern. In Bishop, Big Pine, and the Owens Valley, expect sunny skies, hot afternoons, and warm overnight lows. In Mammoth Lakes and the High Country, conditions will be cooler than the valley, no duh, but still dry with warm afternoons and possible breezes. With fire season active, stay alert. Trust me, I was just watching one. We don't want that. Follow all posted fire restrictions, avoid parking over dry grass, secure trailer chains, and do not use equipment in ways that can spark dry vegetation. And report smoke or active fire immediately. And with the Black Rock fire situation developing near Big Pine, residents should keep checking official emergency sources and be ready to act quickly if conditions change. That goes for Fort Independence, and everyone surrounding that. Be safe, everybody. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now news for Tuesday, July 21st. Thank you to Great Basin Bakery for sponsoring today's newscast and to Copper Top Barbecue for supporting the community calendar. For more local news, emergency information, interviews, events, weather, and community stories, visit easternsierranow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, and follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, please. You'd love it, trust me. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a safe Tuesday, keep an eye on official fire updates, and enjoy National Junk Food Day responsibly, which means go ahead and eat the Doritos. but maybe drink some water too. Put some lemon in it or cucumber. You'll like it. Trust me. My girlfriend put salt in hers. So don't ask.